I'm Marcela Sanchez with an AP News Minute. China announces new tariffs against the U.S. The new rate is now up to 125% on U.S. goods. The NTSB is investigating Thursday's helicopter crash that killed the pilot and five Spanish tourists. The flight lasted less than 18 minutes before plunging into the Hudson River. Officials say the flight was operated by New York helicopters. South Korea's ousted president greets supporters as he departs. AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Yoon Suk-yeol leaves the official presidential residence in Seoul, a week after the Constitutional Court formally unseated him over his ill-fated imposition of martial law. Crowds chant his name and several hill signs with the slogan Yoon again. In recent days, trucks were seen driving in and out of the wall compound in the Hanam-dong district of Seoul. Yoon, who's facing a criminal trial on rebellion charges, was released from custody in March after a Seoul court cancelled his arrest.
I'm Marcela Sanchez.